Well, how about this one? I think I asked this of Aronda Gadsden at the beginning of the week. Your best guess, we get to the end of the season. What are we saying about Tua Tagovailoa, and what are we saying about Mike McDaniel?
I don't know if there's really a conversation about Mike McDaniel. I think everyone likes Mike McDaniel, but we've talked about that before on the show. Maybe down the stretch last year when there were some injuries, there was a lack of creativity. I really do believe nationally that the topic it's going to be all about Tua, and did Tua win a playoff game? And if Tua wins a playoff game, it will be like, okay, he's worth it. But I don't think the Dolphins are winning a playoff game this year. I have them just missing the postseason. Now, it wouldn't shock me if they do make the playoffs, but I don't think they win a playoff game. So I think people look at Tua and they go, good quarterback. You know, there's, you'd rather have a few other quarterbacks in the league, but a lot of other teams would love to have Tua, but there's limitations of what he could do in the NFL.
But Gelby, to that point, because if you miss the playoffs after making the playoffs, you know what I'm saying, and trying to win a game, who's it on? Is it on the roster? Tua's a Pro Bowl quarterback, or do you think, you know, the numbers were inflated because of McDaniel's offense, or is it on, you know, just the competition around AFC? It made me think about it when you said you don't see them, you know, even getting to the playoffs, where it's like, oh, they got to win a playoff game. This team has a Pro Bowl quarterback, a Pro Bowl roster, Pro Bowl,
a heck of a roster.
Like, so it's roster, it's quarterback, it's coach. If they don't make the playoffs or don't win a game, who's that on? Because those are the three angles. It's a coach's fault, it's the quarterback's fault, or it's the roster's fault.
It's not the best answer, but I think it's just the state of the conference. Like, when I say I have the Dolphins missing the playoffs, this isn't me saying they're going to suck. Like, I think they're a 10-7 team this year. But you look at it, you got the Bills in the AFCs, the Jets in the AFCs. All four of those AFC North teams can be a playoff team. I don't think all four get in. I'm a little bit down on Pittsburgh, but you get the point. The South, they got three good teams. And then the AFC West, we know the standard is Kansas City, and we'll see what Herbert and Harbaugh do together. I just think it's the product, even though the NFC is closing ground from where it was last year and where we enter this year, I just think the AFC is just that deep, and you're going to have one or two really good teams that end up missing the postseason.
Well, how about this, though? Week one, and we'll talk more about this next week. Week one, though, the Dolphins host the Jacksonville Jaguars. If I said to you right now, you've got to put a grand on this game, just the winner. What's that?
Games in Miami, right?
Games in Miami. It's a 1 o'clock game. I think the Dolphins are 2.5-point favorites, but forget about the line. Who do you think wins week one, Dolphins, Jags?
Well, you just said forget about the line, and I can't do so. At 2.5, I feel like that's begging me to lay the points with the Dolphins. So I'll go the other way. And I will take the Jacksonville Jaguars to win that week one game.
Because that's a red flag if that's what you think is going to happen week one. And by the way, they've got Buffalo week two. Like, it's not an easy start to it's not like, man. So you're just doing what you're doing.
They got to split out.
You're going against what your gut says, or you actually think Jacksonville's a better team than Miami?
I think Miami is the better team. Like, I am more confident in the roster of Miami, but a week one game, low point spread, it just feels like they're begging you to pick the Dolphins. And quite frankly, I think the Jaguars, that game means, even though it means a lot to Miami when you point out the schedule, it means a lot to the Jaguars, because that's a team that really needs to get off to a good start this year, because there was a lot of negativity at the end of the season, and you got the three wide receivers on that roster. They drafted the kid out of LSU, Travis Etienne. That's a heck of a running back matchup with Mostert, my guy Devon Achane. You got Travis Etienne, and then you got Josh Allen on the defensive side of the ball. So I think that's just a fun matchup, but I trust Doug Peterson more than Mike McDaniel. And then Trevor Lawrence, I do believe that Doug Peterson's going to make him have a real bounce-back big season. It gets off to a week one victory. A little upset.
Oh, you said you trust Doug over Mike.
Man, that hurts that was for some reason. I don't know why.
Doug won a Super Bowl with Nick bleeping Foles.
So
valid.
They called him in Philly.
Gelby, the three things we talked about earlier with a good team, coach, quarterback, roster. The Jags have coach, you just said. Do they have quarterback? they don't think they have roster. Like you said, they have some weapons. I think the Dolphins roster is better, but they have coach and quarterback in this matchup.
I don't want to say definitely, but yes, they have the better coach. Quarterback wise, going into this year, I would rank Tua in front of Trevor Lawrence, but it wasn't that long ago where Trevor Lawrence was on everyone's top 10 quarterback list in the league. I just expect him to bounce back, and you know this, Channing. Sometimes a better team just doesn't win the game, and especially in week one with how it's an extension of the preseason now, basically through October, you get some sloppy play. So if that game is close towards the end, which I expect it to, I just feel like there's a little extra motivation there for the Jaguars to go get this thing done.
And by the way, before everyone starts, you know, doing the outrage texts and why do you have this guy on? He hates the Dolphins. A, he doesn't hate the Dolphins. But B, I think what we may have learned, tell me if this is what you learned on Saturday with FSU and Georgia Tech. No one knows anything heading into a season.
Yeah. Oh, that's 100% fair. The Florida State game, it almost was like Florida State stopped playing football after they had the weight of what happened last year. They come right out of the gate. They march right down the field, put the ball in the end zone, and then cockily go for two there in a cocky fashion. And then after that, it was like, huh. You know, they barely let DJ really throw the ball vertically down the field. Then he made some great fourth down plays to go put the ball in the end zone. And then even when it looked like Georgia Tech was going to vomit on themselves and maybe make it a tougher kick, they end up making the field goal. So I walked into this season thinking Florida State was a playoff caliber team. But since everyone was basically picking either Florida State or Clemson, I actually went with Virginia Tech with Coach Pry, and you had the quarterback drones and a loaded wide receiver room to be kind of a surprise team in the ACC. I think they were at plus 1,000 after the Florida State loss. So I took them at plus 1,000, plus 950 to win the ACC outright.
Gelby, I see you're an open-minded person, so you're not just jumping on this UM bandwagon to whoop Florida's ass at 3:30 on Saturday, are you?
I like Miami.
Let the man speak, Crowder.
I threw you an alley to get on my side.
How dare we have this guy just on a phone line? He should be on a crystal clear ISDN. Go ahead. What are your thoughts on UM Florida?
I don't trust either of these teams. I feel like I'm a kid, and my parents are like, do you want broccoli or do you want asparagus for dinner tonight? Like, both of these teams, the options aren't great. But I prefer Mario Cristobal slightly over Billy Napier, and I'm a big fan of Cam Ward. But here's what I expect. It to be a close game, down to the wire, and the team that looks like they're going to win is going to have just a horrible, humiliating defeat. Like, this will not be an easy week one game. This will be a war, and it will have you on the edge of your seat. And it's going to have a real nasty ending in the final 30 seconds for one team and a crazy moment of elation where it's like, oh, I survived a heart attack for the team that wins.
Oh, I hope it doesn't come down to that, because we need just a complete Gator ass kicking up in Gainesville. Let me ask you this.
He doesn't need that on his heart.
Yeah, I can't take that, Gil.
23-20 Miami. Florida lines up to kick a game-tying field goal. It hits off the upright, and it's no good. That's what I'll go with.
Well, let me ask you this. This is a very important question. True or false, college football is at its best when the Miami Hurricanes are a powerhouse?
False. It's been pretty damn good for the last 20 years, and Miami sucked.
I mean, this guy doesn't know when to give a right answer. He doesn't know how to bring down the oop when you give him the ollie. I mean,
what can I explain real quickly?
I don't know if there's really anything to explain there. It's so wildly wrong.
If we still had the 7th floor crew Miami version, then yes. But I don't think that's going to happen in the year of 2024.
they still up there. They just don't make songs anymore.
Yeah. It was a bad idea in hindsight.
That's the only line of that song I could say without getting fired today.
Yeah, not the greatest performance on Greg Olson's part. But we'll move on.
Greg.
We'll move on. All right, so you have You have the Hurricanes to win on Saturday, and right now, early, you've got the Jaguars to cover over the Dolphins week one.
Yes.
All right. Fair enough. Happy National Radio Commercials Day, Gelb.
Oh, is that why I had to cut about 40 spots before I got on with you guys today?
I guess so. Today is National Radio Commercials Day. Isn't that exciting?
Wonderful. And we thank all of our sponsors here at WQAM and also the Infinity Sports Network.
I mean, he does it so well. Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network. You can hear him nationally every afternoon. Thanks, Gelb.
You got it. And all these Florida fans that hate my guts now, at Zach Gelb on Twitter. I'll find you in the DMs later.
Yeah, man, the texters are not happy with your Dolphins Jags opinion. But that's a red flag. I'm telling you, that's a red flag, because if we're talking with this kind of roster, this kind of investment, and you know, this kind of contract for Tua, yeah, if we're talking about whether or not they're at the level of the Jaguars, what are we doing?
That's the thing.
He's got to. He better be way off on that, or it's going to be a long season.
We're supposed to be competing with the Chiefs, not seeing if we're better than the Jags.
Yes. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.